Tyson Slosky, the head coach with the old Grizzlies.
Tyson, you guys kick off a 6-game homestand with a game here on Halloween. Obviously, it should be a fun atmosphere at the rink here tonight, but you guys are focused on getting the 2 points in your battle with the Calgary Canucks. You saw them in the preseason. This will be your first look at them in the regular season. What are you expecting from the defending national champs?
Yeah, I think they're a really good team. I think they have a ton of skill on their side, and they play a fast-paced game and transition really, really well. So I think it'll be a challenge for us defensively, and we're going to have to make sure that we play a strong defensive game tonight.
You bet. On your side of the ledger, you guys got a big win against the top team in the league last weekend. Just what did you guys come together as a group and do well against the Whitecourt Wolverines?
Yeah, I think we checked really well, and we're hard to play against when we play that way. And I think we took a lot of pride in how we defended, and we're working on trying to score more goals. And I think you can see that. And I think we're playing better right now, and we're hoping that more pucks find the back of the net here soon.
You bet. So David Hoy winds up getting 2 goals in that game, including the empty netter to seal it. What have you seen from David that you'd like so far?
Yeah, David's compete level is just through the roof, right? Every time he's on the ice, he works incredibly hard, and his ability to win pucks in 50-50 scenarios is top-notch, and it allows him to have the puck on his stick a little bit more, and he's willing to go to the hard areas, and right now playing that way is getting him rewarded, and it's great to see, and we hope he keeps putting the puck in the net.
You bet. And Sean Richards had what stood up as the game-winning goal plus an assist. How have you seen him develop from, you know, the scoring touch that he had in the preseason to, you know, starting to find it in the regular season now too?
Yeah, Richie's a great player. I think he's got a ton of skill, and he finds himself around the net quite often, and he can facilitate, but he's definitely more of a shooter and more of a scoring threat. And I think if he lives around the net, he's going to score a lot of goals for us. But I think it was a huge power play goal for us, and Richie's a big piece of our power play.
And on the defensive side of things, you guys get outshot. Connor Johnson makes 39 saves on 40 shots. You know, how do you judge that? I mean, some coaches are, you know, really particular about how many shots you allow versus what areas they're coming from. How did you judge, you know, the shots that you allowed that night?
Yeah, I think Whitecourt did a good job of pressing, especially once they got down. I thought we defended the middle ice pretty well, especially in the first two periods. But they came strong and had a lot of grade A scoring chances, and Johnny was really, really good. He made 4 or 5 like 10 bell saves that helped us get a victory, but he also made all the routine ones. So yeah, he did a great job, and if he keeps playing like that, I think we're going to win a lot more hockey games.
As you continue to progress, you're, you know, into the 13 to 15 game mark and towards you know, your second group of 10 games in this league at this level. How are you guys finding, you know, putting up wins at the junior A level here in Alberta this season, and, you know, what it's taking to get a win out of a night?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us is being able to play a full 60 minutes. I think we've played really well, especially in our last like 4 or 5 games, and maybe in a couple of those we take 3-4 minutes off or a shift off here, and it costs us, and teams can put the puck in the net really quickly. So you got to play a full 60 minutes and play a detailed game for 60 minutes, and when we do that, we have a chance. And I think the last 4, 5, 6 games we've done that and had a chance, and to be honest, we probably had some puck luck go the other way. Otherwise, we probably win a couple of those throughout those last 4 or 5. So I like the way we're playing, and if we keep playing this way, I think we'll pick up some more wins.
You bet. On the team defense side of things, how have you parsed the forwards coming back to help the D and vice versa? You know, how making outlet options available for the defense as you try and break out?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us is just how we check and how we defend and how we play without the puck. And when we're doing the right things away from the puck and we're layered and we're making it really hard for teams to get to the middle of the ice is when we're at the best, and it goes to our exit plan as well. Like when we're connected in the defensive zone and when we're connected in our D zone, it allows us to just be a couple steps away from a clean exit, and when we're a little stretched out is when we see us maybe not exiting our zone as cleanly. So I think it's just all from our play away from the puck, and when we're doing that well, I think we can defend well first of all, and then I think we can exit our zone and transition to offense. So hopefully we can keep doing that.
You bet. You'll have, again, a couple guys out of the lineup here tonight, but that gives an opportunity for Aiden Probe to get into the lineup. And just looking at the other junior team we cover in Mountain View County, the Mountain View Colts last weekend, he scored 6 goals for the Rocky Rams against them and had an assist. So just what can we expect from Aiden Probe tonight, do you think?
Yeah, I don't know, to be honest. Like, he's got an incredible shot and definitely has great offensive instincts. I mean, obviously, he scored 6 goals at the junior B level the other night, and that's what we're looking for him to do, is come in and help create offense. And obviously, I don't think he's going to score 6 tonight, but if he can generate scoring chances for his line and for our team, then he's doing his job. But he's looked great in practice, and we're really excited to get him into a game here.
Excellent. It is Halloween, of course, so what would be your go-to Halloween costume, Tyson?
My go-to is probably a Herb Brooks outfit, so the old school, like, 70s plaid checkered suit. I used to have one. I don't know where it is these days, but that's probably my go-to. It's my favorite movie, and I think Herb Brooks was one of the best coaches, so it's always fun to get to dress up like him.
Yeah, well, hopefully you guys have an uncommon performance tonight and live up to his legacy. Keep her going.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it.